In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is in our midst. Because of daylight savings time, and we're a little later this year, in Pascha, it's light outside. Usually it's not like this. It's dark, and of course we have our lights turned down, but we can see outside, and you'll be able to see when you leave the church and go to your cars, and when you go to your homes, you'll be able to see. You won't have to worry or be concerned about not seeing something that's coming your way or danger. And a lot we can get done during the day. And it's nice to have this extra time when it's light because we can get things done around our homes and our yards. More people are out walking till later. But of course, when it gets dark, it's more concerning, and there's more things that could happen that are dangerous for us, that could harm us. Our Lord, in the gospel lesson tonight that we heard from John, by the way, we've heard Matthew for the last couple of days, and it shifts into the gospel of John this evening, and the passage that we heard tonight is the final teaching of our Lord to his disciples and to us. And in the gospel, he said, among other final teachings, it might be light in here, but I still need my glasses. He said, "The light is with you for a little longer. Walk while you have the light, lest the darkness overtake you. He who walks in the darkness does not know where he goes. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons or children of the light." Now, we hear this quite a bit. We hear this gospel passage several times during the year, and we hear the one from Matthew that says, "You are the light of the world." And so we understand, or we should understand, what he's referring to when it comes to us and our souls and our spiritual lives being light, reflecting the light of Christ. But walking in the light is very essential for us as followers of Christ, because ultimately, just as it is in our lives, the sun will set and darkness comes. We know it will happen. It may not be till 8 or 8:30 tonight, but it will happen. And we will be in darkness. And we adjust. We have little things we can do. But when it comes to our souls, darkness will come. And we don't know when it will be for each and every one of us. But the sun will set, if you will, in our lives. And so our Lord is telling his disciples, and he's telling each and every one of us, to do the things that we need to do, the work, the preparations, the exercise, the walking, all the things that we do physically in our lives for our souls before the sun sets. Because he also says, those who walk in darkness, while it is light outside, are in danger. Their souls are in danger. And so our Lord continues on, and he speaks about a number of other things that he wants us to know about our souls. He says, "He who loves his life loses it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there shall my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him." Now, in Galatians, Paul speaks to the church, and he speaks about the fruits of the Spirit. And in the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control, Paul is telling the followers of Christ, be in the light and bear fruit. You see, it's essential for our souls, for eternal life, for us to seek and to walk in the light of Christ. But there's more to the story. There's more for each and every one of us. And that is, and we heard in the gospel last night about the fig tree, what our Lord did for the unfruitful fig tree. It was withered. It did not bear fruit. It did not fulfill its purpose. Our purpose is to bear fruit. And the fruits of the Spirit, love and joy and peace, patience. That's the one I always kind of skim right over. Patience, goodness, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. They will know us as followers of Christ by this fruit, the fruits of the Spirit. So when we work together with the Holy Spirit in our lives, we use this word synergy, this working together, then we bear fruit. And when we do so, others are drawn to the light. This is what our Lord was teaching in this, his final words before he now goes into his passion. And we hear the gospel passages in the next couple of days about his passion. So he wants us today, this is essential, this is important for our souls to know this, to walk in the light while it is still here for us, so that we may be safe, we may be secure, we may be drawn to, and we may receive, as I said this morning, the fullness of the kingdom of God. And that's eternal life. So, as our Lord says, walk in the light while it is still light for each and every one of us. Amen.